He started back in 1991 as a broker at the stock exchange and then moved into the aluminium business. He made some of his riches by taking part in the semi-criminal privatizations that the Yeltsin government has launched, very much so Anatoly Chubais, who he keeps close relations with up till today. Chubais is the head of the Russian United Energy Company. And Chubais has been helpful for the rise of Deripaska all over the 90s and is still supplying his Rusal company with cheap energy.
Despite what you've said, we have Austrian business people lining up to do business with him. We have Austrian bankers saying there's nothing in this man's past that gives us cause for concern. Should they be concerned?
Well, I think bankers and businessmen are not concerned. Cooperating with him gives them a great chance to get good access to the Russian market. One more argument is that that Deripaska enjoys very close relations with Putin and the people around Mr. Putin. What's an indicator for this? Well, one indicator is that Putin would not allow an oligarch to invest that great deal of money abroad if there were not for good relations between Putin and that oligarch, because in general, Putin warns Russia's businessmen, big businessmen, the leaders of these industrial holdings, to invest their money in Russia. Putin and his government don't want the businessmen to invest their money abroad. So if an oligarch is allowed just to do that, he can only do this because he has very good relations with the current political leadership. And that's something typical of Deripaska. Even in the 90s, he had very good relations with the Yeltsin government. The linkage between business and politics, being close to the political class, allows you to generate wealth and prosperity. And that Deripaska is one of those young oligarchs who managed to be close to both Yeltsin and Putin.
Can you explain the interest in Austria? Deripaska is investing so much money here, and it's rumored looking at buying a mansion here as well. Why Austria, of all the places in the world that he could be investing?
Well, there are some traditional business relations between Austria and the Russian Federation or the Soviet Union, as it were, in the past. Some say there's some sort of shared mentality between some Austrian businessmen, particularly in the east of the country, and Russian businessmen. There's trust established over decades of cooperation, and there's a common interest in both sectors. The car industry is going to thrive in Russia over the next 2 or 3 decades. The Russians need cars, and they have the money now to buy cars. So that there's a very good chance to get a great deal of profit being part of the Russian car industry. And for, of course, the building and construction sector, there's plenty of things to do and plenty of things to earn. The Turks are there, and now it's the Austrians who are going to be there. And for the Austrian side, well, it's a great deal of income, and they don't care who they do business with. At least, well, they do care who they do business with from an economic and financial point of view. But whether this guy is someone who is a person who has generated his wealth by legal means, they don't care, because now he is a well-accepted oligarch. How he established that wealth, nobody cares.